¿Habla usted Spanglish? Larry Torres. Grandpa talks about love over the toma y trae. Era in the middle of February cuando Canutito and his grandpa were outside the casa chopping wood by la pila de leña. Oiga, grandpa, began the little boy. What kind of leña do you want to chop today? ¿Quiere ocote or cedro or maybe even piñón wood? Ay, mijo, said his grandfather to him. Posiblemente cedro, pero no piñón or ocote. Those are winter woods needed to produce extra heat. Ahora the weather no está muy frío. Lighter woods como cedro, pinavete, tablas viejas or even álamo will work. Canutito rolled the big old log over to where his grandfather was sharpening la hacha with a lima. His grandfather looked at him. ¡Ay, grandísimo pinacate! He said, looking at the thick log. How did you roll that here all by yourself, you little beetle? Aquí me hallan all the way to doomsday trying to cut ese leño with the hacha. No, what we need to cut this log is the toma y trae. The little boy nodded that he had understood, but after taking a couple of steps away, he turned to his grandpa and said uncertainly, Ooh, what is a, you take and I bring? I don't know what that cosa is. El toma y trae, began his grandfather, putting the file down, is a long saw that requires two persons, one at each end. To cut a huge log, la razón that it is called a toma y trae is because you have to take it toward you and then I have to bring it toward me. We will rest the log in the middle of the burro and then we can cut it right there, right where it is on the sawhorse. Canutito remembered que había visto such a long saw hanging over in la dispensa. He ran over to get it past the gallinero and el común. Unfortunately, he tripped. And he fell on the semi-frozen mud. Ouch! He exclaimed. I haven't hit the ground so hard since some boy made me zancadillas. When did some boy trip you up? Grandpa asked lamely, stopping to help the boy get up. Antier, replied Canutito. En la escuela, we were playing Run Sheep Run. And he me metió zancadillas when I ran past him. Ah, sí, said his grandpa. I think that we used to play the same game when I was in la escuela, but we used to call it Ronchi Pirón. It was un fonazo, bárbaro, real fun. Sometimes we would get out of hand and the principal would come all pantera with his snazzy suit to put a stop to our play. Sometimes he would even march us para el huiched and give us nalgadas. Grandpa, began the little boy. What is huiched? Oh, tú sabes, mijo, he replied. It is a little house donde guardan la wood. Oh, the woodshed, said Canutito thoughtfully, as he recognized the term. It is like a dispensa. Oh, more or less, said Grandfather Caralampio. Yes, replied the boy, more or less. So the boy and his grandpa walked to the huiched and picked up the toma y trae. They put the leño on the burro and began to saw it. As they were working, Grandpa began to question Canutito about how his St. Valentine's Day had gone. Oh, estuvo bien, Grandpa, he replied. I think that la muchita who sits in back of me still likes me. Grandpa, said Canutito after a short pause, ¿qué pasó with the Sinforosa, the girl you used to like, way back when you were in school? Oh, said Grandpa as he pulled the saw in his direction. She gave up on me after I sent her a cartita de amor. I wrote, Te amo grande, te amo chiquita, pero te amo más que un marranito. Canutito giggled as he translated, I love you little, I love you big. I love you like a little pig. I no wonder que la muchita gave up on you. Being compared to a marranito is not exactly romantic. Sure it is, mijo, retorted his grandpa. Why do you think we say that someone is muy gordo y muy bonito? I think that being compared to a pig is not all bad. And that is why whenever someone has a little extra manteca on the side, they are called love handles, ¿qué no? And so until next time, this is Larry Torres saying... Where do I? For Adlaus Tipps Spanglish.